slow start. What happened there as far as
three things? Yeah, disappointing start. Anytime you come on the road and throw three interceptions in the first quarter, really put your team in a hole, put the defense in a hole, gave Atlanta some great field position they took advantage of. So disappointing, really a tough start. Don't make any excuses for it. Three poor decisions, three throws into coverage, and just have to be able to eliminate those. Usually when you turn the ball over four times, you don't have a chance to even win the game. So I thought that we did fight back and had a chance there at the end, but in the end, just I put our team in too far of a hole.
Very long game tonight. Did it disturb your flow at all, maybe sitting?
What's that?
It was a very long game tonight. Did it disturb your flow at all, you know, sitting so long?
Well, I think any time you start the first quarter with three interceptions, it's going to disturb your flow. So that was self-inflicted by myself.
Clayton, you say that even for a guy who has played as long as you and have the experience, is there a part of you sometimes that might press a little bit in those situations, like you say you're flowing?
Well, sure. I mean, obviously, I'd like to have all three of them back. Just three bad decisions, and I'm sure when I see the film, I'm sure I'll see somebody open short underneath on a check down. So, I'd love to have all three of them back, but I'll learn from it. I think our team will learn from it, and we hope to be better for it.
Were all the interceptions all
decision making, or is there anything lingering from the injury that's physically limiting you? Decision maker.
Coach Fox said that you're still adjusting to the offense. Is there any aspect of that, and then maybe miscommunication?
I don't make any excuses when it comes to turning the ball over. Quarterback signs the check at the end of the day, and every turnover has its own story. Nobody really wants to hear it, I don't think. So I'll just got to protect the ball better.
Peyton, you've had a lot of comebacks in your career. Do you think there at the end there was a chance?
I did. I certainly did. I felt like had we gotten the ball back, I felt like we had the chance to go down there and score. Had a little momentum going our way, and Atlanta did a good job of converting on that third down there in the end.
Before it got as close as you looked dejected?
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily agree with that. I don't know if I guess people can read my face many different ways. So we put ourselves in a hole. I thought we could find a little momentum there and find some rhythm, which we did. And I thought we could give ourselves a chance to win. I never once thought the game was over. I knew it would be difficult. I knew it would be tough. But like I said, most teams turn the ball over four times. There's no chance. People are leaving. We had a chance to win that game. And I think we will learn from it. And I think we can be better for it.
Hey, was there anything they did at the beginning of the game to confuse you?
No.
No.
A few more, guys. How did anything the official miscue come here?
No.
Do you ever remember throwing three interceptions that early?
Oh, I'm sure I have. Played as long as I have. Yeah, you've seen about everything. So, you know, after each one, they were over. You know, you put it behind you, and you try to move on. So, I've thrown six before, too. So, could have done that. But we practiced some things and able to move the ball. Had a good drive there before the half. Thought we had a little momentum there, and kind of lost it there in the third quarter and got it back in the fourth. So just got to find a way to put four quarters together.
Peyton, could you talk about Matt Ryan a little bit? I know you were busy worrying about your own things, but did you get the chance to see him and how he played?
I kind of addressed him during the week. He's an excellent player, and he played well, and I think he's going to have a great season, and I think he'll have a long and a great career.
Thank you, Peyton.